The Africa Report.
It's the Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Abs. Ça va très bien. Any better, I'd have to call the cops, eh?
Most wonderful to hear, my good sir. Now, Jean-Jacques, a discussion that we're having this morning, just for your convenience, is qualification or skills, or is it all relative to what it is that you're looking for, as we had from the past voice note? That is if you're looking for employment. But I'm sure we'll get your notes on that when we finish with the Africa correspondence. But let's talk about Gabon. What's the latest?
Well, Gabon, well, we're talking about, wildlife. The Gabonese have done very well in working on wildlife, but it's in the Congo at the moment that we have a real problem. The oldest game reserve in Africa, which is the Virunga National Park, they have five rangers killed and their driver killed in a rebel ambush. Now, what is happening is these rebels and others are using the trees in the area for the charcoal industry, which is very, very, very large in the Congo. And so the Virunga National Park, home to the mountain gorilla and many other critically endangered species, very much under threat. The director of the park, Prince Emmanuel de Merode, he was critically injured in an attack, in an assassination, but in 2014. So we wait to see what is going to happen there, because this park, which bloomed under Sese Seko, battled once he fell, and then with the violence in the east of the country, it's pretty much been a victim of that. And then, Abs, we're looking at the environment in Africa. The African Carbon Forum, starting in Nairobi tomorrow, that will take a very interesting view of the carbon emissions in Africa. You know, when we talk about global warming, we talk about Africa generally as the kind of victim in this matter. It's the country going to be worst hit by global warming, seems to be able to do the least about it. In fact, there's a lot of carbon emission from Africa that we have to look at. Did you know, for example, that South Africa emits more carbon dioxide than Britain?
Sure.
Did you know that Zambia burns up more of its vegetation, in its thirst for energy, than Brazil? That's a very interesting fact. And another that,
my goodness,
for example, there are plans, Abs, for 12 coal-fired power stations in Africa. And certainly China's saying, turned its back on it, saying there won't be more of these. We've got to find renewable energy. So this Carbon Forum, it's the 10th that they've held. And so we're going to be looking at that with a great deal of interest this week. It's from tomorrow, Wednesday to Friday. And we'll see, what is Africa going to do? I mean, it's one thing to say that you're the victim of global warming, quite another to say, what are you going to do about fighting it yourself? It all comes out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement, the very agreement, of course, that Donald Trump wants to tear up.
Yeah. And Jean-Jacques, when I saw the article yesterday, I thought to myself, what is with African leaders and wanting to hold on to power? Even when you know you physically cannot hold on to that power. I'm talking about Nigeria's ailing president. He still wants to seek a second term.
He's 74, 75, say some article. But anyway, he's no longer a spring chicken. And as we know, we spoke about it so many times last year, he was off on sick leave for half of the year. His management of the economy has been rather frail. In fact, the country's limped out of recession, but it doesn't have the dynamism we would expect of Nigeria. Interestingly, Ibrahim Babangida, a former military leader, refers to him as an analog president in a digital age. The stock market doesn't look kindly at what is happening either. That's fallen as a result of his plan. But we do hear from analysts that the All Party, All People's Congress, the ruling party, is probably going to endorse him. So I don't know. It's one thing to say African leaders, yes, certainly. What about African followers of those leaders? Don't they have something to say? Don't they say, enough's enough, surely. Happily, we as South Africans, and well, the ruling party in South Africa finally got round to realize enough's enough, and you've got to, you know, it sometimes makes you just shake your head in despair.
Ah, certainly. It's always one of those things you look at and you think to yourself, where have we gone wrong here? As you've correctly said, is it the leader? Is it the followers? Either way, something is just wrong there. But Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us in conversation this morning. Looking forward to our discussion again tomorrow morning. Ademe.
Ademe, mon vieux.
Thank you so much.